You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities, can transform the world, and rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
All right, it's nice to have you along here. It's a second hour radio broadcast today here on the show. We've had a lot of hot red panda talk even during the break.
We're playing with heavy hearts.
We sure are.
Yeah.
You know, we're finding more and more out about her as we dig through internet.
Although her personal life tends to be quite private. We've, as far as we know, no children, no husband. We did find out about her parents, though, and that the Golden State Warriors once bought her a replacement unicycle when hers was stolen.
Yeah, how could you steal the Red Panda's uni?
Do you even know? Because it got stolen from the airport.
Crime of opportunity.
Yeah.
You just see something there, I'm going to grab this.
Yeah, probably not.
Well, it is kind of weird. Remember, I was at the airport once and I saw someone trying to steal your bag.
That's right. You caught him.
Yeah.
I can't believe you shot that guy.
Where were we coming back from?
Oh, hell, I don't know.
It was like somewhere, and I knew Rob's bag, and I saw someone go over and take it, and I'm like, excuse me, and they were like...
It's gold bedazzled.
Yeah. I forget, did you have like a KU logo on it or something?
Yeah, I think there was a Jayhawk on it or something.
Yeah, and I saw some dude, like Rob was like going to the bathroom, and I saw some guy go over and grab Rob's bag, and I was like, dude, that's not your bag, and he goes,
so sorry.
And then he took off. He just left. I do love that at the airport, by the way, like they have all that security for the everything until you get to the baggage claim and then it's just a free for all.
I have thought about that. Anybody could walk in there and just start taking suitcases.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess people don't. Otherwise, they would.
No, I think they do.
Do
that.
They?
Yeah, I think that happens.
Again, had I not just happened to see the Kansas logo or whatever, we would have been there for like an hour and Rob being like, hey, where's my bag? And then we're like, it must have gotten lost. No, it didn't get lost.
It says they scanned it, sir.
Yeah. Someone took off with it. So I'm guessing that unicycle comes through in a big sort of case or whatever, and someone's like, I don't know what that is, but yoink, it's mine now. And the worst part is they steal her unicycle, and they probably like sold it for $5 or just threw it away.
Yeah, can you imagine their disappointment when they open that thing up?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, look at this huge, huge case. What's in here? Oh, it's a unicycle.
Yeah, what do you do with a 7-foot unicycle?
Maybe do you think the Unipiper has it? You think it was him?
That son of a bitch.
That's how he got his unicycle?
Except his is a normal size unicycle.
Oh.
Did he chop it down? Is that what you do? You break down the 7-foot unicycle?
Hers is adjustable.
You know what we didn't take into account when considering the Red Panda's life?
What do you got?
All the money she has to spend on the bowls.
Oh, yeah.
Because she breaks them.
Well, I think they're probably plastic.
No, because when she drops them, they break on the floor.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
That I didn't know.
I'm making that up, I think. I don't know. I think I remember that, but
I'm guessing those are plastic.
I was just reading something about the specificity of these bowls. Hold on.
Yeah, all right.
Like they got designed specifically to like rest on her little ankle or whatever.
I'm not going to lie. I'm looking up unicycle costs. And if you're just getting your classic, apparently the 16-inch is the standard unicycle. You're in it for 100.
16-inch?
16-inch. I'm guessing that's the wheel.
The wheel, okay. You
know. Like, the standard unicycle, you know, 100, 120 bucks.
That's it?
That's it.
What a racket.
I mean, why would it be? Who the hell's riding a
No, I'm saying the Red Panda's deal.
The Red Panda, yeah.
Like, she buys a unicycle for 120 bucks, learns how to flip bowls off her little feetsies on it,
yeah,
and makes a couple $100,000 a year for, what, 5 minutes of work?
Yeah.
For 60 nights a year?
Yeah. And so, like,
the hell?
Well, they said, and I don't know why her, like, what makes hers so custom, but apparently if you go to unicycle.com, because hers is a 7-foot unicycle, and the Golden State Warriors, I remember that, they made a big deal. They're like, hey, she got a unicycle stolen, we're replacing it. Well, according to unicycle.com, not to be confused with yarmakula.com, there is a, you can buy a 7-foot deluxe giraffe unicycle right here. That's what they call it. $510. I thought it would have been more. I thought, you know, $500.
It's a niche, unique item. Yeah.
You better believe I clicked on the ad, and it is yarmakula.com.
That's how you spell yarmulke.
Not to be confused with a road touring unicycle. Like, what? Who's taking the unicycle on the road?
Red Panda.
Because there is, that's the
and
most...
The
Unabomber?
The Unipiper.
Because if you want a Nimbus 36 Oracle unicycle, that's for the road, it's going to run you $800.
What's the Unipiper? Do we have to pay to get the Unipiper out?
I'm guessing. And I'm guessing it's not $3,000.
Or is the attention payment enough that he just does it on his own?
I'm guessing the Unipiper to show up.
$400.
I say more like $250, but...
It's $400.
Oh, $400?
Yeah, unipiper.com.
Yeah. All right, so let me ask you this.
Any location within 20 miles of his base of operation.
Is that a deal or is it a...
Is that a good deal, you're saying?
Guess who's coming to Sook's birthday party?
Well, like...
You think he'll be at Lillard's party at the Portland Art Museum?
Well, let's say that Rob's having a shindig at his house, right? You're having a gathering and you're like, hey, man, we got to take this up a notch. We got to bring someone in. And I'm like, Unipiper, dude. Are we... And we pooled together $400.
I tell you what.
Are you feeling good about the cost of that, or are you feeling like you got ripped off a little bit?
I have a hot take about this.
Let's go.
I would say that in Portland, I don't think it moves the needle much because he's here.
We see him.
We see him all the time. But if that's an if it depends on who's at my house. If it's a bunch of people from out of town,
yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, yeah. I think that's a good deal.
You got the Vader helmet, you got some
yeah.
you know, it's
and
the
he does
thing.
His bits.
Yeah.
$400.
You
I'm
like
okay.
It?
I'm okay with it.
Okay.
If it's a bunch of people I'm trying to well. Not that I'm trying to impress them, but you know what I mean.
Sure.
Like, show them a good time, something unique.
Something different.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a party.
Something
you want...
very Portland.
Yeah.
But if it's all a bunch of people who live here, they'd probably roll their eyes.
Okay, well, then I'm asking you this. I'm going to take it a step one further. For $400 to $500, we're going to keep it in that range. Is that the best thing that we have to offer in the city of Portland? Again, we're having a party. We're going to invite 50 to 100 people. It's a nice gathering, right? What else could we do for $500 that would be more impressive? Is the Unipiper at the top of our party chain?
You could probably hire a musician or a duo that would be more impressive to play at your party, maybe.
You think that's impressive? Just
people
it?
Playing music well, yeah. More impressive than a person yes. with a Darth Vader helmet on a unicycle.
That would
yes.
be way cooler.
Yeah.
By a lot.
Like a nice piano.
Get a
player?
Magician to work the room, do some sleight of hand
a
stuff.
Magician.
What, do we have him?
Wow.
Yeah, I guess I do like sleight of hand. That's kind of fun. I was just trying to think of what you're doing for $500. I mean, it's a limited budget.
I think he's priced about right
okay.
for what he does. Like, he's kind of limited. He doesn't sing.
No.
He doesn't. He rides around on a unicycle yeah. with a Darth Vader helmet playing a bagpipe.
With fire. Fire.
So.
And look, he's delivering a birthday cake. Delivering a birthday cake? And he's
don't
in a kilt?
That cake.
Oh, he's in a kilt.
He's in a kilt?
That's his other bit. So other than that, I mean...
How many bits do you need when the bit is already a pretty big one?
I don't know.
According to the Best of Portland from Willamette Weekly, or Willamette Weekly, he is the
it's
best...
It's Willamette Week.
He is the best local celebrity 6 years running.
Wow.
So
are you kidding me?
This is according to Unipiper.
The best local celebrity is that guy?
6 years running.
That's code for we don't have any local celebrities. So I mean, let's no offense. Look, he's got a good little thing that he does. It's just, I don't know. It's not like.
So what you're saying is there's a market here for someone to step up and
yes.
Take...
What's your bit going to be? Step up, local radio funny man.
Well, again, I can't.
Podcast tough guy.
What do I do?
I don't know. Put on a, again, follow his blueprint. Okay. You need a helmet.
I need a helmet.
You need funny pants.
Tandem bicycle.
Yeah, right. You need some sort of vehicle, and you need to play an instrument. Play the flute on a.
What we need.
On a dirt bike.
I'm thinking.
With
this.
A cowboy's helmet. And assless chaps.
Ooh, put a drum kit out on a pontoon boat. Just that's, wail.
But that's going to limit me. Now I have to go to the water. Now you're limiting me.
It's like that guy. Doesn't the guy in New York City play the...
The naked cowboy.
Yeah, he's naked. And wait, he plays... Yeah,
he's in some whitey tidies and he just...
Yeah, and he plays the guitar.
Plays the
see,
guitar.
It's not hard.
Hmm. Well...
You just got to commit.
I don't think I have an
image.
This
is making the Red Panda look really good, by the way.
Exactly. If he's the best, like the Red Panda is a national treasure.
Now, if the Unipiper starts
goes down.
Flipping bowls on his from his feet to his Darth Vader helmet, now I'm impressed. Now he can up his fees.
Yeah. I've never seen him fall, but I was at the Timbers game when he butchered the national anthem. I do remember that, and it was awkward. The crowd is rough. It was a rough go.
Somebody said 500 will get you an hour with a decent hooker.
Yeah, but you can't do that for a party.
Why not?
I mean, some people I think you can. Could.
Diddy did.
That's true. Yeah, but not for an entire party. If hiring a lady of the evening for an entire party, it's going to cost more than $500.
I don't know. I don't know that. I was just reading the text line. I wouldn't know that.
And look, neither do I. I'm assuming you can't $500 a whole party. Maybe a stripper. Does $500 get me a Mary's dancer at my party?
Probably. Let's just wrap this up by saying, I think the Unipiper knows his limitations, yeah. And he is priced about right.
Yeah.
I think that's about
right.
He's
in a sweet spot.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah.
Because you still see him out there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Dylan Gabriel and Pacifica next on The Fan.
Thank you.
All right. We're cruising through our Wednesday sports snorts here, guys. That's what we're doing. Somebody texted in and said, which fan personality... Could I pay $200 to show up to a birthday party for 2 hours? Who would do it for the cheapest, and who would stay the longest?
You could get Will to show up for the cheapest. Will would show up
I might pop by for $250.
For 2 hours?
For 2 hours? That doesn't seem like... That's a decent little return.
$250?
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, you're going to get undercut by guys who will show up for cheaper.
Well, yes. Yeah, I'm not saying I'll do it for a lot cheaper than that.
Well, yeah. then you're not in the running then, because
yeah.
I think guys would do it for cheap.
Schultze, Ortner.
I think Swag would be out there.
100%. Well, is food included? Food and drink?
Sure,
I'd imagine.
If you had it on the right side of town, so Swag, because he's coming from the borough. If you had it on the west side, $75 and some drinks, Swag will show.
$75.
Because the fact that they want Swag there, it might be enough. Yeah, just
that's enough for him.
That's enough.
He's like, oh, I'll.
So you throw in some gas money, something where he doesn't feel bad. So it's $75 and some drinks, maybe some decent barbecue or whatever. You're getting Swag. Ortner and Schultze, $50.
$50, huh?
50.
2 hours?
$50. Yeah. Again, within driving distance. I don't want to know what Rob's number is to show up.
It's a lot.
It's going to be a lot.
Oh, I do want to know what Rob's number is to show up.
I couldn't put a number on it until I'm faced with the actual.
If I have 10 crisp $100 bills for you.
$1,000?
Coming by? 2 hours?
You're going for that. You are.
2 hours for $1,000?
Yep.
You're showing up.
I mean, that's pretty easy.
You're getting there. All I need is something interesting.
Although I might duck out a little early.
I don't need money, but I need...
Or for the booze to be good?
I know. And the booze isn't going to get me. I can get booze. My buddy owns a liquor store.
But if the booze sucks and the company does too, then, you know, what are you doing?
There? I need something interesting.
Where are you getting paid?
You're going to have to rope me in. But again, no one's going to pay the amount of money that I would drive to go show up. But if you wouldn't have to pay me anything if... Your party intrigued me. there's got to be something there where I'm like, what? What are we doing? Oh, all right. Yeah, I'll show up to that. I once almost, and it never came to fruition because they never followed up. Because I always joke about Joey Harrington and not being over invited to his house. His neighbors were having a Christmas party. And I wanted, and we were talking, the neighbor was like, come to my Christmas party. And I'm like, I'm crashing Joey's house. I wanted to show up in Joey Harrington's backyard. For that, something like that, I'm going for free. Or if you had something strange and unusual, you know, an interesting sort of party, I'm like, yeah, I'll show up to that. But I don't want to just show up for a random.
But if there's potential for something really weird to go down, you're in.
Yes, 100%.
Well, isn't there always potential for something weird?
No, there are crowds where that's never an option.
Yeah. Yeah. But you don't know that, so why not?
Which is why I need.
Roll the dice.
Well, you're going to have to. I'm not taking for granted that something cool could happen. I need the groundwork laid for something unusual could go down, and you're going to get me at that. Hmm. Like when I was in Bend this, like a week or two ago, I texted my buddy who I hadn't seen in a bit. And I said, hey, I'm in town. Everyone at my house is kind of down. Everyone's kind of hungover. I said, what are you doing? Maybe I'll swing by for a beer. And he sent me an invitation, that he had for a summer solstice party. And it was a big giant mushroom with a bunch of moons and stars in it. And it said 5 p.m. to enlightenment. It's going to get weird. That will get me to show up at a party. If you tell me that the hours are 5 p.m. to enlightenment, followed with it's going to get weird, you're laying out for me why I should come. No money is required for that.
I feel like that. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like that is the telltale sign that it's not going to get weird.
Oh, it got weird.
When you say it gets weird, it's not going to get weird.
But also it matters who the invite comes from. That was your buddy. What if it was, you know, Jeke Cesus who was inviting you to that? Are you still as interested?
True. Yeah. It's a valid point. It's a valid point.
Jeke Cesus having a party. You going? Seemed like an interesting fella.
It's possible.
Street performer.
Yeah.
And his name's Jeke Cesus.
Like, I feel bad because Schultzy always invites us to like a Halloween party and he lives way far away. And I love Schultzy.
We'll go then.
Well, no, because again, what's going to happen? It's a long drive. He lives out in like Wilsonville. What's going to happen at Schultzy's party? I need something. I need to know. But if you told me that Schultzy was into some weird, like, if you told me that Schultzy was like a secret, what's the My Little Pony people? The bronies?
I don't know.
What?
Or he's
the bronies?
Right? The My Little Pony?
I don't know.
Or the furries, right? If Schultzy was like, hey guys, Halloween party, just so you know, bunch of my friends are coming, they're furries. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You're telling me that you and your friends are dressed up as furries? That's the sort of thing that I can't, like, money can't buy that. That's intrigue. You can pay me an intrigue as opposed to money to show up at things.
Well, there you go. Souk, he's available. Just make it cool.
Yeah, someone said Russian mafia party thrown by Mark Shaw. Maybe.
Well, you were already at that one.
I was at that one. Let me tell you, it was interesting. Don't know if I'd go back, but they had a pleasure pit. You got to prove yourself in the pleasure pit.
I bet you Schultzy's Halloween parties have a pleasure pit.
Well,
Don't you think?
He should put that on the invitation.
All right. Well, we got to nothing there. The In the News segment or two is next. Where do you think Oregon ranks in UFO sightings?
Not that high.
No? Why?
I don't know. I think like we're more like Bigfoot ghost people. I don't really fancy us as aliens.
Well, you can find out coming up next on ITN. Here's Buck.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Prime time with Isaac and Suk, and yes, believe it or not, this is 1080 The Fan. Yeah. It is July 2, 2025. It is time now for In the News. I am your noted and humble newsman. Thank you. Thank you so much. Please
don't forget
be
about
seated.
Handsome.
And handsome. Clearing my throat to deliver the news.
What key are you in today?
I'm in key respect.
You need one of those, like,
I'm in the respect key.
Those little things, remember, like, you're like, the music teacher would blow in one as
the gazoo.
As if we know, like, to get the key right, she'd be like, as if anyone knew what key we were going to sing in. She's like, yeah, that's the one.
It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is National UFO Day, and I have UFO news here in a moment.
Okay.
It is also Made in the USA Day. Do you know what percentage of what Americans buy is actually made in the USA?
About the same percentage of people who claim to see UFOs. Very little.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to say 20. Well, that's everything, right? So, I mean, your
everything.
Cars, furniture.
This is from the U.S. Department of Commerce.
That's probably a little better than I think. It's like clothing. I think I have like one piece of clothing that's actually made in the United States. I'll go like 35%.
52%.
Oh, that's better than I thought.
52%.
USA. USA.
Although I never really care where anything is made. If I like it, I'm going to buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a little company that's it's like a surf skate company out of LA. That their stuff's more expensive, but it is, everything is local in California. I pay a little more for that simply because I know it's a, you know, it's a small little business out of Los Angeles, and it's actually made here. I pay a little more for the USA tag. I think that's okay.
So you said you don't think Oregon ranks high amongst UFO sighting states.
No, I don't know. I just don't think of us as a big UFO hotbed. Are we?
We're number four.
Get right the hell out of town.
That's right.
How come we never read about it?
Number four. This is a study that came from the National UFO Reporting Center. Anyone who lives in the Pacific Northwest is unlikely to be surprised by these results. The West Coast collectively accounts for the most UFO sightings in the country. California, number one state for UFO sightings. Washington is number two, and Oregon is number four.
Kick ass.
Yeah.
I just don't ever, I never see it in the news. I've never known anyone that claims to have seen a UFO. I got nothing.
Oregon is home to the world's second largest UFO festival. The annual McMinnville UFO Festival celebrates a famous 1950 sighting in the Oregon town of McMinnville.
I do know that.
You do know that.
I do. Never been to it. But yeah, I see the people, like, you know, kind of dressed up. But do you know anyone that claims to have seen the alien?
I do know that.
No.
Would you rather see alien or ghost?
Alien.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really care about ghost.
I don't really care about aliens either, but I think I'd rather.
Oh, I do.
Do you?
Dude, yeah.
If aliens are real, they're more scary to me than ghosts.
Well, would you rather see a ghost then? Or an alien? One comes to your door. Which, what do you want it to be?
Well, I don't
want to
be probed, or do I?
Well, there's
I just feel like there's more inherent danger than alien. Give me the ghost.
Danger. Okay.
I just, the idea, I'm taking danger out of it. I'm just saying what the alien can tell me.
What if it can't tell you anything?
That's
you don't
what
speak
I'm saying,
the same
the
language.
Thing. All right, so I find out that there's more of an advanced race out there zipping around the galaxy, and they're zipping people up and probing or whatever aliens do. Or I find out that there's an afterlife, and that the ghost right tells me butt. Like what's going down. I kind of like
Scooby-Doo want... ghost penis mystery.
Yeah, I want to know what the ghost has going on.
Okay,
I think I'm going ghost. I'm taking fear out of it. Just off the knowledge I can get, give me Beetlejuice over E.T.
No Toll Tina is at it again.
That bitch.
Whoa.
Wait, did she do something good?
Wait, yeah, I don't know.
Well, she has signed an executive order banning cell phones in schools K-12.
Oh, that's good. That's going to go well.
So this means that all Oregon public school districts will have until October 31st to implement a policy that prohibits cell phone use. Mm. This will include in between classes, and it will include lunch periods. Oregon is the 27th state to adopt such a ban on the freedoms of our young digital natives.
Yeah, I can't wait for some kid to start talking about his the amendments that guarantee him this right.
Oh, and the parent, well, what? Now you've taken the away his ability to reach out during a crisis.
Yes.
Yeah, get that.
Good for them. I don't know how teachers...
Now, I have a question here. I feel like they took a swing and a miss here. This is for all the public schools, and it goes into effect October 31st. Why not just start at the beginning of the school year?
Well, she's giving them time to come up with their own. Each policy is going to be different.
Why don't you just say no phones? We're done here.
It doesn't have to be done by October 31st. They need to come up with the plan by October 31st, and they all have to be implemented by the start of the 2026.
I have concepts of a plan.
Okay. School year.
Okay. You do have to go from concepts to implementing said concepts.
That's right. So. Yep. There's going to be lots of emails, lots of meetings.
Yeah, this is
lots of angry people.
Well, you can't do anything without anyone getting pissed.
And lots of kids who lash out because they don't know what to do with themselves.
Dude, it is amazing when you see kids freak out over that. Like, and it happens. Like, you see videos, and I'm not trying to do the, I saw a video once, so it happens.
No, you take certain kids, you take their screens away, it's Thunderdome.
Yes, dude, there was one not too long ago where he was a big kid. He beat the living hell out of his teacher, who was female, by the way, because she took away his cell phone. That, like, for those kids, that is like, that's like sacred to them.
Yeah, well, that's how they grew up.
Yeah.
How they're growing up. Washington's century-old fuel tax is going up again.
Can't wait.
Well, you've already waited long enough because it started yesterday.
Oh.
Being July 1.
Well, as an electric bro.
Yeah. Look at you.
Except when you
getting over.
Except when you register the car, do they scrooge you that way?
How much is it?
I mean, it's way more than if it's a gas. That's how they're making up for it.
Well, how much is it?
I don't remember off the top of my head, but it's several hundred bucks.
Isn't it several hundred bucks for just a regular car?
Not in Washington. It's like, I want to say in Washington to get your tabs, it's like 60, 70 bucks.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah.
Oregon's higher than that.
It's not much, but in with the electric car, they screwed you. Because I got mine like in November, so I haven't had to redo it. But I remember when I saw the paperwork, I was like, what the hell?
Now, why would they do that? Aren't they trying to promote people buying like electric cars?
Because they're saying that we're getting over because we're not paying the gas tax.
Paying the gas tax, so we're going to...
Yeah.
Okay.
They're going to get you one way or another.
God. There's just no way around it.
No.
Unless you're Ted Kaczynski.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess... Is he dead? Did we needle him yet?
Yeah, he's very dead.
Okay, so...
The hike is a 6 cents per gallon tax. The first increase in 9 years.
So you did for Washington. Most tanks, what, 15 gallons ish? 15
to
20?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Okay.
Why not? Just keep raising them. You'll do so many good things with our money.
You sound cynical.
A little bit. I'm one of those guys, I don't mind if you could tell me that, like, my tax dollars were going to be wisely spent, I'd have no problem paying my taxes. But it would be nice if, like, I don't know, with all of the money you take from us, which is a lot, we actually got something for it.
You ever wonder how far a body will fly?
Yeah, like catapult?
Did you throw it?
Catapult or?
A pedestrian was killed early Tuesday morning after running into the southbound lanes of Interstate 5.
Well, that's not good. I'm not laughing at that.
Sue just laughed at that.
Inappropriate. The timing was really bad.
That was bad.
I
bet he went flipping too, because if you caught him the hip, there was.
Can you imagine not seeing? So there was. It's not like you're slowing down, hitting the brakes. It's like just straight on. Boom ski.
It's not good, man.
The pedestrian has not been identified. Of course, died at the scene. 1:30 a.m. Terrence McTeer, a 37-year-old man, was heading south on Interstate 5 when someone ran into the lanes from the right shoulder. He was driving a Jeep Wrangler. He struck the man in the center lane near Mill Plain Boulevard. No one else was injured, and no drugs or alcohol were involved, and he was cooperative.
It's no good.
Imagine how traumatizing that is for the driver.
God. Yeah, no kidding.
Well, it's going to do some damage to that Jeep Wrangler, too.
I imagine.
Poor Wrangler.
Who pays for that?
Well, I'm guessing that's the insurance. You got to have that good coverage. That's like the mayhem. Can you imagine that mayhem commercial?
That is a mayhem commercial.
That is a. If you don't have the right insurance coverage, you could be paying me while the dude's just flying through the
air. I'm a pedestrian in the middle of I-5 South.
His shoe goes flying. Because you get hit by a car, you come out of your shoes. You know.
Okay. Would you pick up his shoes if they were nice?
Only if he'd lent them for a triathlon.
I told you the shoes stay on. Glasses, I think you can't. Well, again, they're not on his feet. One's on, one's off.
Yeah, they're just on my dead face.
What if you came across one and you're like, oh, wow, this is really.
It's like a nice
pair
of
retro. Do you search for the second one?
They only made 250 pairs of these.
Look, I think it depends on how nice that shoe is. Is it my, and I look at it, like, what are the chances it's my size? It's like a 14? I'm like, oh,
yeah, it's a 14. Unbelievable. Where's the other one?
I think you might.
How long do you look?
It's a quick look. Like 45.
What if it's on his foot?
Yeah, you can't.
But he's dead.
No, you can't take it off.
Why not? You did the other day.
No.
You said this. We did a whole bit on this the other day.
I left his shoes on. That's where I drew the line.
That's right. You only took his,
was a step too far.
You only took his glasses.
You can't take shoes off a dead man.
You can take glasses off a dead face because you don't have to untie them.
That you can do. But shoes, no, man. Although cycling shoes are Velcro, so it's a little easier to get them off. You can't take shoes off a dead guy. You can't do it. That's a bridge too far, damn it. I've got morals.
But you've already got the other shoe.
I know.
It's good to know where Sook's line is.
It's a nice pair of shoes. Look, he's not going to miss them.
I'm open. I'm open to the idea.
What if you yank the shoe off of him and he goes, hey! You're like, oh,
I'm not dead yet. Then you're like, see, I'm a hero. I was checking on his vitals.
How do we feel about cafes in neighborhoods in Vancouver? Good or bad, or a bad idea? We'll get to that next on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, this is In the News, July 2, 2025.
More importantly, can we talk about what a bum this Mizorowski guy is?
I don't know what
the hype was all about.
I'm not sure, but I don't think many of those were earned runs. He just gave up a granny, but...
And then another one.
And then Lindor.
Yeah, but
he... went back to back.
Before the granny... I want to say there was an error or something happened.
Look at you poo-pooing the back-to-back dingers.
The Polish Punisher
Miz
is getting handled by the red-hot New York Mets.
He jacked a granny.
He jacked a granny today.
Wow.
So how do you feel about Washington? So you live in Washington, right?
I do live
in Washington. Aren't
you a Washingtonian? I am.
How do you feel about stores, cafes, you know,
places of business.
Yeah, like weed shop. Like, how do you feel about that stuff?
You know, are you asking if I like stores
in your neighborhood?
Oh,
like coffee shops or?
Yeah, I don't have any in my neighborhood.
Well, no, you don't, because
what?
In a lot of places, it's against the law.
I can't say I do that.
Well, I mean, it's zoning. You know, but. In Washington, it's very controversial, but there is a bill in the House, Bill 1175, that is gaining traction that would require cities across Washington to allow neighborhood cafes and stores in all residential areas, no matter what the local zoning laws currently say.
So I could buy my neighbor's house, tear it down, and open a bar?
Technically.
Boy, I'll tell you what, right now. My two neighbors, those old see you next Tuesdays, both of them.
What's that mean?
They're not good people. You do for yourself. Those old biddies. If one of them died and they tore down their house and opened a store, opened like a cafe or a bar, let's go. Let's do it.
Well, a lot of people don't like this idea because...
Yeah, you don't want the
Well, I have a weed shop across from my house, and, you know, it's not... It's fine, but there are a lot of people coming and going, and it is amazing at a weed shop how many people do this.
That is true.
And you're close enough to hear all of that?
Yes, I hear it.
I wonder if this... There is a... We have a neighbor...
Disgusting.
I sleep with my sliding door open. There is a neighbor of mine, and I don't know who it is. It's somewhere behind me that in the middle of the night sounds like that. And it happens all the time. I kind of come... Like, at first I got worried about it. It's been years now. I'm like, God, but get a CPAP. Yeah, I guess I can see that the doubt. I understand why people don't want that.
Yeah. I mean, and the people coming and going, and inevitably there's a fight. Once every 6 months.
And I think, my neighborhood would not...
Or it gets broken into.
Yeah. My neighborhood, it would make no sense to put a store there. But in others,
the other part of it is, you know, it can add to the charm of a neighborhood. You got a little coffee shop or whatever. Yeah. You know, you get some cool...
Well, I got a buddy that lives on Division, and one of the best parts is he walks out of his front door, and there's nothing but cafes, restaurants, all right there within, 30 seconds of walking, and that's pretty cool, but it makes sense. And in other places, it doesn't. So I don't know, I'm kind of split on that one.
I think you can also have a nice happy medium. The neighborhood I lived in San Francisco, you could have businesses, but they could not be chain businesses. So you could basically get like small individually owned shops and restaurants, but you're not going to get a McDonald's.
Okay. I like where that's going.
I don't hate that.
See, because I wouldn't mind a cool little cafe or whatever, but I wouldn't want a Mickey D's.
I think that's right.
I wouldn't want a drive-through.
If you've got a little coffee shop, a little cafe, Or a little
strip club.
A little panini shop. You know, a little brew pub.
Hey, hon, I'm going to go next door to grab a pint real quick and maybe a lapper. You got some singles hanging around?
Maybe a little wine shop. None of that is bad. As a matter of fact, I think that's good.
Yeah.
But inevitably,
yeah, it's going to.
Where the line is the, you know, that's the hard part. Yeah.
Well, that was like the cool thing, like when you're in Italy. I feel like that's more of a big city, and like I'm in the suburbs. I don't think the suburbs make sense, but in cities, it does.
Well, in Portland, you do kind of have that in a lot of areas.
And that's why some of the neighborhoods in Portland are freaking phenomenal.
Yeah, right. That's right. It helps
it,
it helps create the vibe of the neighborhood.
Yes.
And it's usually, it can be pretty good.
Yeah.
And then you put in a crappy hotel and all of a sudden everyone's doing heroin.
Yeah, I don't. This is all case by case. I don't know where I'm kind of a fence sitter on this.
Don't be a fence sitter, Jace.
I will.
But it's a thing. Yeah. They're talking about passing that in Washington.
All neighborhoods, huh?
Yeah, all the whole state.
Thunderdome. Huh. Okay.
In the News is brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. That is it for July 2nd, 2025. Never stiff your dentist. That is next on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.